Yeah, I never wear my contacts at work. Rarely I wear them. When we were wearing masks, then I would wear my contacts.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But now I'm pretty much glasses all the time, and then I put in contacts. But, like, I'll do it as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to running group, and then we'll be out because we get food or whatever after.
Okay.
So, like...
Yeah, I always, like, look at your Snap stories on, like, Tuesday nights when you go to running group, and I'm like, oh.
Yep. Mm. And we always get food. Do you realize that you have a high side ponytail?
I do. We're recording now.
Did you just get a message?
He messaged me.
Mike can't back us up as much tonight because he's got the air conditioner on in the other room.
With the door shut. I do have a side pony because I got home from work and I had my hair down all day because my coworker wanted to see what my hair looked like because I just got it done.
You just got it done.
And I came home and I was like scrubbing the back carpet and I just threw it up and tightened it. And this is what's happening.
A high side pony.
I'm going to be stabbed to death by someone I bullied.
Yeah, probably.
Apparently.
I wonder what my hair would look like if I tried to do that. Oh, it would come out. The neck hair wouldn't fit up there.
Your hair is short still.
Still.
Are you growing it out? Like growing it out to blueberry beer night growing out?
I would love to, but
it takes forever.
And I have a feeling that just some night I'm going to be like, my hair is stupid and shave it all off again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because once you do it that first time, then it's like there. You can just do it whenever you want.
Well, yeah. I was at my hairdresser Monday night and she was like, your hair is just, it's getting so long. I'm like, I know it is.
Yeah. Because when was the last time I saw you?
Like 2 months ago. Yeah. It's just a lot.
Are we doing this?
We are.
What are we doing? Okay.
Okay, yeah. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go to West Virginia. Again. Because isn't Point Pleasant?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
But it's really not West Virginia. It's Calgary.
Ooh, okay. Is it?
No, I mean, it's supposed to be the Appalachians.
I gotcha.
But it was filmed in Calgary.
Okay.
You're like, whatever.
Whatever. In the last episode, we talked about Spider Baby.
Yeah.
I didn't read too much into it, but the guy from House of a Thousand Corpses, I can't pronounce his last name and I don't want to be stupid, Sid.
Okay, yeah.
Pig. He's in it, and it's about a dysfunctional, wealthy family, and Carol Omar is an aunt that comes in with her lawyer to try to take the property away.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to do that. Like, we're just going to have to do that. Weeks.
But it reminded me, like reading what I did read of it, it reminds me a lot of the Peacock family and the X-Files.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's old, so maybe it won't be like super weird.
Sure. But sure. Yeah. So that just a little fun tidbit because I'm trying to like remember what we talked about and like, oh yeah, I'll look that up later and actually say something about it.
Oh, instead of just ignoring it like it never happened.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So Tucker and Dale vs. Evil is an hour and a half and it's available on Prime for $3.99. It is no longer available on Netflix.
I know. And we talked about it's doing so it the stupid. First time it was on Netflix.
Yuck.
Oh,
when I looked it up last night to watch it, I was like, oh shit. But, all right, so it's directed by Eli Craig. The writers are Eli Craig and Morgan Jurgensen. Yeah. And it stars Tyler Labine as Dale, Alan Tudyk as Tucker, Katrina Bowden as Allison, Jesse Moss as Chad. I think that that's all really need to cover because the other ones are just...
There to die.
Essentially, yeah.
In weird ways.
If you want to find out who is in it... check out IMDb and we'll just go from there. I did write down all of the character names though and how they died because
of course.
Yeah,
it's basically it's like what, a parody?
It's a yeah
of a slasher film. It's a group of college kids and like two guys that they think are after them, but they're actually just like sweethearted
guys. Sweethearted hillbillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually, so when I was doing the research for it, I didn't find a whole lot. So other than it wasn't filmed.
I feel like in the newer ones, there isn't like a lot of
no, there's fun not. Things. I did fall down this rabbit hole, though, on Wiki reading discrimination against rural U.S. citizens and, ugh, like, calling them hillbillies.
No kidding. Yeah.
And, like,
that's a rabbit hole.
But it's crazy. It's really interesting.
That's cool.
Because they're like, oh, dirty hillbillies through this whole thing.
And but, like, yeah, that's Dale and Tucker are discriminated against because they are hillbillies.
They are. Yeah, I thought that was, like, I got way into it, reading all about it. And then an hour went by, and I'm like, this doesn't have anything to do with the film that we're reviewing.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So it starts out with a reporter and cameraman getting murdered.
Do you know who the cameraman is?
Yes and no.
Isn't it the director? Isn't it Eli Craig?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think.
That is one fun fact that I did find that I thought was cool.
Yeah, so it's like set in the future, right? It's after everything happened.
Yeah, so this story is based around the Memorial Day Massacre, which happens 20 years prior to the events that happen in the film.
Yes.
And the Memorial Day Massacre, there was one hillbilly or, like, two hillbillies that, like, murdered these college kids brutally, and it was, like, awful. And there was supposedly only one survivor.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, too, that this movie's, like, 10-ish years old. When did this come out?
2010? 2010, yeah.
It's 10 years old, and then 20 years prior to that, and the people in the woods are listening to Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that song really that old?
Is it that old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, 30 years ago.
I was 4.
You remember it, though. I remember you dancing to that song.
Probably. I danced to a lot of stuff when I was little.
All right. So, group of college kids, they pass the hillbillies. Tucker and Dale. And this is annoying. So they're all in the car, like, getting ready to go camping, yeah, getting ready to party. And they forgot the beer.
Who forgets the beer if it's a weekend of college drinking partying. And college partying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they forget the beer, and then they have to stop at this, like, little gas station convenience, yeah, store type place.
Which is where Dale and Tucker stop to, like, pick up provisions.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, do you think they're just renting all that equipment? Because they were
renting the wood chipper.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't buy one.
Well, I don't know.
But
I know
they have like chainsaws and shovels and like all this stuff. And they like, you hear the guy at the counter like reading down the list. And it's all just like random crazy
random
shit.
Random shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they, sorry, I just got distracted.
That's okay.
So they forgot the beer. I thought that was ridiculous. Oh, Tucker is at the counter, and it's like a murder list of supplies.
Yes.
Like hacksaw.
Yeah.
Chainsaw. Duct tape.
All of these things. And so there are like two girls inside, and one of them's Allison, who's like the main lady in the film. And her friend like grabs her, and she's just like, we need to get out of here.
Yeah. And then Dale like being his cool self. I know. He grabs, Dale, like, this gallon jar of pickled eggs, and he's like, oh, we're taking this. So he's in the parking lot eating pickled eggs, which, have you ever had one?
No.
They're disgusting.
Are they gross? Mike wanted to buy some the other day, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I love hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
I love deviled eggs. But something about it, because it's like a vinegar egg.
I don't like
it
that
tastes
at all.
Like vinegar or like pickles, but it's egg. It
no.
kind of gives me the idea that it's rotten.
I don't like that.
I took like a tiny taste of one at a bar, you know, because they have them as like snackies. But no,
can you
thanks.
Imagine like being hungover or drunk and eating pickled eggs and like vomiting them all over?
No, I cannot. That will never happen. Ugh. I guarantee that's something I will never do.
Ugh.
So I think it's so cute how Tucker, like, always talks up Dale's, like, confidence.
Yeah. Did I say that Tucker is Alan Tudyk? Or did I just say Alan Tudyk?
You probably just said Alan Tudyk. Oh, well,
Tucker, Alan Tudyk. And Allison is played by Katrina Bowden.
I think it might be Bowden.
Bowden, is it?
I know it's B-A-W.
B-O-W.
Oh, then Bowden.
Yeah.
Okay. I read it wrong then.
That's all right.
So he tries to, so Tucker tries to like talk Dale up because Dale is like staring at these college girls.
Yeah.
And he's like talking him up, trying to give him like confidence. So yeah. He goes over and talks to them and it
carrying a sickle.
Yes.
Mind you, he just like carries over a sickle or it's not a sickle. It's a scythe.
Scythe.
Sure.
Whatever the Grim Reaper has.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he goes over there to talk to them, and he's like, oh, going camping, and then Tucker had told him to, like, laugh and smile.
And be a weirdo.
Well, he didn't tell him to be a weirdo. He's just awkward. He's
just an awkward person.
So he goes over, and he's like, oh, going camping, and then he, like, smiles huge and starts laughing.
That poor guy.
I know. Oh, I don't think we mentioned this. This is definitely more comedy than horror.
Yeah, it's like a Shaun of the Dead. It's
freaking hilarious.
It's like a Shaun of the Dead film.
I kind of think it's funnier than Shaun of the Dead. Like, I love Shaun of the Dead, but I think this is funnier. Like, it makes me laugh harder.
I really like Shaun of the Dead.
What about the bees, though?
The bees are funny.
I, like, was cracking up. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
So Dale and Tucker, they get pulled over on their way to their vacation home. And
oh my God.
It's super cute that they call it their vacation home.
Yeah, so Tucker bought this vacation home, and this is going to be their first time, like, going to fix it up and stuff.
Yeah, it's their fixer-up vacation home. He must have, like, bought it sight unseen because
absolutely,
So they get pulled over, and the cop says there's nothing but pain and suffering up there. And they have no idea.
No.
But, like,
they didn't, like, research the property or anything. They were like, oh, cabin in the woods. Cool.
No, so they get there, and it's, like, a rundown shack.
It looks like, and I wrote this down, it looks like every horror cabin, like Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's like, very Evil Dead.
Yeah, cabin in the woods.
Dilapidated type. Cabin.
Yes.
They get in it, and they are so happy. It's adorable that they're in their vacation home.
They're in their vacation home, and there are, like, bones hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, so there's bones and, like, all this random scary shit hanging everywhere. And then there's one whole, like, poster board thing of all these, like, newspaper cutouts.
Yeah, and Tucker's just like, oh, somebody was a news follower, and they just are completely clueless, and it's just so funny.
Yeah, they call them a news junkie, but, or an archaeologist.
Yes.
The person that was here before must have been an archaeologist, and there's, like, rib bones hanging and, like, weird teeth.
I don't know. They look like horse teeth.
They do, yeah, like horse or cow teeth. Mm-hmm. So then that's the first time that the support beam falls. So there's, like, a beam in the middle of the room, and when you lean against it, somehow another beam falls down that's filled with, like, 10-inch nails.
Yeah. Well, not 9-inch nails?
9-inch nails. Did I send you that meme the other day?
No. Now you're going to have to.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's a 9-inch nails meme. They could have been 9-inch nails.
Who knows? Large nails.
Well, so that's the first time that happens. Well, then it goes to, like, the college kids camping, and it's really, like, cliche.
Well, yeah. Everything about this movie is, like,
that's when Chad tells them all about the Memorial Day massacre and how it happened 20 years ago to the day, like, in those woods.
Yeah, and Chad and Allison are dating.
I don't think they're dating.
Chad wants to date her.
Chad's into her.
Obvious. Ugh.
Well, yeah. She's not into him.
No.
So then they decide to go skinny dipping.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he tells a story, and then they do, like, a reenactment of what happened.
Yeah.
And then they say there's one survivor, the bodies are never found. The one survivor thing plays back into it, but the bodies never being found.
No.
They never, like, find dead bodies.
No. Or the bodies are buried underneath where they were, supposedly.
Yeah. So he says. Well, then they decide to go skinny dipping, and I thought this was, like, really dumb. So they all have like beers and food.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, I found a lake. Let's go skinny dipping. And they just set all their shit down and go to the lake.
It's you just, wouldn't you take wouldn't
a
beer. Do that.
Like one girl's roasting a hot dog and she's like, okay. And like puts it on the ground.
She's like, yay.
Yeah, let's go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Like eat your food.
I've been skinny dipping like with a six pack of beer, like holding it up, like drinking yeah. the beer.
I mean, me too.
Back in the day.
Who hasn't done that?
Right. Who hasn't done that? That's silly.
No. Leanne called me out on that.
What?
She called you out on that in Jaws. When you're like, who hasn't seen Jaws? She messaged me.
She did.
I haven't seen Jaws.
So sorry for everybody. That
if you haven't been skinny dipping, holding a six pack over your head.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, at the same time they decide to go skinny dipping, Tucker and Dale are fishing.
They're night fishing.
Yeah, I thought their conversation, too, about how Dale needs to stand up for himself because you're down to one beer. And he's like, you need to stand up for yourself. And then Dale goes for the beer and Tucker still takes it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's cool that they're all drinking PBR.
Yes.
Yeah. Not one of my super duper favorites, but definitely like Greg's.
It's like a classic camping beer, I feel like. In movies, you see them like drinking PBR all the time.
Yes. So, Chad, this is Chad and Allie don't go skinny dipping. Well, at first.
Yeah.
This is when he like hits on her hardcore and like, ugh. We're made out of the same cloth. Like, we deserve.
Like, we're both good people.
Well, first he kind of calls her stuck up.
Yeah.
That she's like snooty. But then he kind of compliments her on it. And then.
He's a psychopath.
Yes. And then he tries, like, kissing her, and she's just not having
She's not having it.
No, thank you. Well, then that is when Tucker... So she ends up skinny dipping then.
Yeah. And, I mean, she's in her underwear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people consider that skinny dipping.
You're not skinny dipping until you're nude.
I mean, otherwise you're just swimming.
Yeah.
She's in her bra and underwear.
Yes.
And Tucker wants to, like, go spy. And I thought it was really cute, too, when Dale sees her.
Yes.
He, like, covers up his eyes. Like, don't look. What are we doing? I don't want to peep. Well, they start getting loud, and it scares Allie, and she falls into the water and knocks herself out.
Yeah.
This is, like, one of the first, like, hilarious things.
God.
So Dale jumps in to save her.
Yes.
And he must have been, like, standing on the ground. Or on, like, the lake bottom or whatever. And he's hoisting her up unconscious into the canoe.
And it, like, from an outsider, it looks like they knocked her out and are really kidnapping her.
So all of her friends just, like, run away.
She looks like a blow-up doll being, like, pulled out.
I mean, she's like, limp getting pulled out of the water. And they're yelling, we got your friend.
Yeah. So Tucker is like yelling across the lake. He's just like, we got your friend. And it's just, they all freak out because they're
they
like.
They all freak out and run away.
Yeah.
Which.
They leave her.
They leave her. Would you leave your friend?
No.
Would you go over there? How would you react?
Since I don't stereotype rednecks. I would absolutely go over there and be like, hey,
be
what's
like,
going
what's,
on?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I'd at least wait until they got closer that they had time to say something.
This whole film could have been
it's
solved.
It's just a big misunderstanding.
Had they just
sort of, though, because Chad wants to kill everybody anyway.
Yeah, Chad's stupid.
He's Chad.
Do you remember? There's this girl on Instagram that does a Chad impression. And I can't remember what her Instagram's called, but she wears like those stupid, I think they're stupid. It's my opinion. Those like big 80s ski glasses.
Oh,
sunglasses
yeah.
that are like super popular now.
Yeah.
And she wears like a hoodie and she's like, my name's Chad.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I think you've shown that to
she's
me.
It's freaking funny. But yeah.
So then the next day, Allie wakes up. It's hilarious.
Terrified.
Yeah, because
she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Right.
She wakes up and Dale's bringing her like a tray of food.
A tray of pancakes.
And she's like, no, 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 freaking out, like backing up against the wall. And he's like, oh, you don't like pancakes. Oh, I'm so stupid. And
it's just adorable. And their dog, what's their dog's name? Named Jangers.
Jangers.
Is on the floor and he's a one-eyed dog. And he's
he's got one blue eye, one brown eye. Doesn't he?
I thought he had one eye. I thought the brown eye was the brown eye.
I thought he had a blue and a brown, but maybe he just had one blue eye.
I think he just has one blue eye. But yeah.
I didn't notice. He's adorable. Anyway, he's adorable. He's like this weird like bulldog thing.
He's like laying on the floor like watching her. So she's scared because it's a big dog.
Yeah. So then he comes back in with
eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon.
With like a little like a little cup with flowers.
It's super cute. Oh, before that happens, Chuck, one of the guys that's not long for this world, he...
one of the college guys.
Yeah. He said that it looked like one of them was eating Allie's face.
Oh my God, yeah, I totally forgot about that.
That's when they're like deciding what they're going to do.
Yeah, and Chuck's just like, I don't know, it looked like one of them was eating her face.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Because they're trying to decide, like, whether or not to go to the police. So then it cuts back. Is that my phone?
That's your phone, yeah.
Oh. Whoopsie. Sorry.
Mike's just in there shaking his head.
I know. I've just been rushed today. I can't help it.
Unprofessional.
I'm very unprofessional. I never once said I was professional. Okay. Phone is now on silent. Dale tells Allie everything that happened, and then he's like, I didn't see anything. And then he's like, Tucker might have seen, like, when she was
there. He's just so innocent and adorable.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So then they decide, she's like, well, what is there to do? And then they get out a trivia game and like start hanging out together.
Yeah,
like all friendly.
Yeah, because after she realizes that he's trying to like make her breakfast and stuff, she's like, oh, okay, like, you're not trying to kill me.
Also, I want to point out, because it changes later, that Allie is wearing, like, men's jeans or men's pants and, like, a giant man's flannel.
Yeah.
I'm just mentioning
and
that.
And Dale was just like, I didn't have any ladies' clothes.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't have anything for a lady. So you're in, like, a husky guy's flannel and pants. Just wanted to point that out.
Yep. So they start playing this trivia game, and come to find out, like, Dale has a crazy memory and he can like remember a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he says something about how he's really dumb, but he remembers everything he hears.
Yeah.
And Allie's like,
that doesn't mean you're dumb.
Like, that you're actually smart.
And you find out that Allie is getting her bachelor's in psychology and she wants to be a therapist or whatever.
Yeah, they have like nice chat.
As Tucker's outside like chainsawing and stuff.
So college kid Mitch, they do like rock, paper, scissors. And Mitch, I think, is the cutest one, by the way.
You would, yeah, because he looks like an emo guy.
a little bit. They play rock, paper, scissors, so it's his job to like approach the house, knock on the door, find out what's going on with Allie.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Tucker manages to saw into a log that is full of bees.
Yes.
So as Mitch is approaching the house, this is fucking hilarious. Like, Greg thought it was a different movie because we'd seen this before.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't know if I want to watch that. I'm like, are you sure? It's the one I have to say, Hey Hey, because Alan Tudyk plays Hey Hey in Moana.
But I'm like, he's in a lot of things.
He's in a lot, but that's how Greg like remembers him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's Hey Hey. Hey Hey's in it.
That's too funny.
Anyway. So he forgot how funny it was because when we're watching it, we're both cracking up. Like, so he saws into the bees with a chainsaw as Mitch is approaching. Tucker comes around the side of the house with its chainsaw over his head, and he's just screaming and running.
Which, it reminded me a lot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, of course, because he's got it over his head.
He's just, like, flailing, like, wildly.
Wildly. I thought, why don't you drop the chainsaw? But actually, the, like, exhaust from the chainsaw might have been helping keep the bees away.
And I think it's your instinct to just, like, grab on to something.
You make shit up all the time.
But, like, I think so.
My instinct is drop everything and run.
Yeah.
I'm not carrying that chainsaw.
I don't know.
If you were carrying a gallon of milk and you got swarmed by bees, would you continue hanging on to the milk or would you throw it?
I don't know. I'd throw it at the bees.
Would you open it first?
Maybe.
I'd open it and then I'd like chuck it on the ground. And
here's some calcium.
And hope the milk would. I don't know why I said milk.
Whatever.
I don't even drink milk.
I don't drink milk either.
But that, I was thinking like a gallon jug or something. Anyway, Mitch gets fucking freaked out. He goes sprinting away. They're both kind of running at the same pace, like side by side.
Yeah.
But, well, okay, so then Mitch impales himself.
Could that happen? And I tried looking it up, and I went down a rabbit hole that I shouldn't have gone down.
If you were running, like, full sprint. What's your full sprint, do you think?
I'm like a cheetah.
Yeah?
75 miles an hour, baby.
Then, yeah, no, you'd probably fucking impale yourself. I'm thinking, like, 12 miles an hour.
I'd probably, like, I think maybe you could impale yourself.
15 miles an hour? Yeah. How sharp is the stick?
It's pretty sharp.
Obviously. Obviously. Not only does he impale himself on it, he, like, goes in a few feet.
Ugh, and then a bee lands on his face.
Yeah, that was kind of depressing. Do you think he realized at that moment, like, oh, he was running from bees? His dying
I wonder
last
that
thought.
A couple times.
Yeah.
In this.
I don't know.
Like, they realized that they weren't that bad when they were dying. Yeah.
Oh, that's... So then, yeah, so then they're playing the board game after this.
Yes.
And he says he's dumb as a stump, but remembers everything he's heard. He just has really bad self-esteem.
Yeah.
Well, then Tucker gets back. I thought it was hilarious because his face is like all swollen from the bees.
And he's like mad at Dale for...
He's mad at Dale for not helping him.
Right.
And then he's like, I saw it into bees. And Dale's like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you do that?
And I thought it was funny that Tucker like opens a beer and pours it all over his face.
Beer is a solution to everything.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then Dale goes over and is like picking the stingers
out.
Which
I thought was very sweet. So Chad at this point is like getting...
He's getting fired up.
Fired up, yeah, because they took Allie. And they go... Tucker and Dale, they make Allie stay back and they go out to like look for her friends. They over here... Because they were playing the trivia game.
Yeah.
And the college kids overhear Dale talking about how when he gets back, he's going to finish her off. And he's almost done beating her.
Yeah.
And like all this crazy crap.
My God. It's just, and Mike and I talked about this. Was it frustrating for you, like watching it in some parts like that?
And like knowing what's actually happening.
No,
because that's what made it, like, funny. Yeah. So they leave a note. We got your friend. They, like, carved it into a stump or a log.
Yes.
This is when they get back. Alan. Tucker is using the wood chipper. And then Allie and Dale are digging the outhouse hole. And Allie's clothes...
So Allie magically has a cute little crop top of the same pattern and pants that like fit her but are conveniently like rolled over a couple times.
Yeah, so all of a sudden she's wearing these like denim capris and the top is like rolled once.
Yeah.
And then she's got on like a half shirt or like a little crop flannel. It's tied up in front, but all of a sudden it's like tiny. She somehow has boots and socks.
Mm-hmm.
And her jeans, like, to make them look, I think, more fashioned, like, she made them herself. Did you notice the butt?
No.
The butt on them, like, where the seam would be down the back and pockets, is just, like, a denim heart.
Oh. Maybe she's crafty.
And she did that in the time, like the hour they were gone. Anyway, so they're digging. That's when you find out Allie like grew up on a farm.
She grew up on a farm. And so she grabs a pickaxe and just starts like going to town. And Dale's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, look at you go. Kind of like impressed. Well, the college kids see this. And they think that they're making her dig her own grave. So they plan this like ridiculous
so funny
attack. One of them goes running at Dale. And Dale turns like, hey, there's your friends. Whacks Allie in the head. She falls into the hole. Then he falls back.
He runs. He has like a stake. Like a big stake.
Yeah, a big wooden.
Yeah.
Like. Spear,
not like one to eat.
Yes, he has this wooden stake.
Yeah,
to go with.
Oh,
like,
it's a spear.
It's a spear. Anyway, he goes running. Well, then he also falls into the pit and impales himself.
And impales himself like over Dale, and Dale is just like, "Oh my god!"
So Dale's laying there, and this kid is like bleeding all over. I'm like staring him right in the face. Well, then. The other kid that goes after Tucker charges him, leaps at him with his little pocket knife, and goes into the wood chipper. It's disgusting.
It's so gross. And Tucker's just like, oh my God. And he's like trying to like pull the guy out.
He's pulling him, and then he goes, are you okay? No, not at all.
Probs not.
Yeah, so then they Tucker and Dale think that maybe there's a suicide pact.
Yeah, and like as all of this is happening too, especially the wood chipper, the other college kids are like watching Tucker like pulling out their friend and they're like, oh my God, he threw him in the wood chipper. Like,
yeah, they.
It's just so funny.
That's when they're going to go to the cops.
Chad does not want them to go to the police.
No.
He wants things to be handled in-house.
Well, the one kid right away goes...
Chuck. Yeah.
He leaves with a truck to go get
because he's the only one that's allowed to drive his dad's truck.
Yeah. So at this point, well, the two girls get covered with blood because they like are there for the wood chipper thing. Well, they see a cop car. They all run up to him. They tell him to get in. All right, cool. Well, Tucker and Dale are pulling the body out of the chipper when the police show up.
And Tucker is just like, God, this guy's heavy for half a guy.
I know. There's so many, like, funny little one-liners
on
in this.
My original notes, I had, like, a ton of one-liners. Like, during this time, Dale goes in and he's covered in blood. And Tucker's just like, is that your blood? And Dale's like, no, no, it's college kid blood. And they both like breathe a sigh of relief. Like, oh, okay.
Well, their story. So they tell the officer the story.
Mm-hmm.
So all the kids are in the car. He comes up to like see what's going on. They start telling him the story. And they're like, yeah, they're like killing themselves and we don't know what's going on.
Which you wouldn't, like, you wouldn't believe that.
It just sounds ridiculous. Then Dale is like, yeah, there's another one unconscious in the house. I hit her in the head with a shovel. She's in my room.
And Tucker's just like, stop it. Like, stop talking. Like, what are you doing?
Well, then that's when the officer goes in. He's like, okay, I want to see this other person.
Yeah.
He goes in. He leans against the support, gets the chunk of wood with all the nails in his
face. This was gross.
That was gross. That was probably the grossest one.
Out of the house. And like everybody, like Dale and Tucker are like, oh my God.
Yeah. They're like screaming.
And he walks out of the house and grabs the radio for the car and just like falls over. And there are like nails hanging out of his face. And Dale's just like, are you going to be okay? And so this is when Chuck grabs the gun. He grabs the gun from the sheriff, goes to shoot one of them. And Dale's just like, you have the safety on.
Yeah, it's a little button on the side. But that type of gun doesn't have like
a button. Isn't it a revolver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you also notice that
how many shots?
20 shots.
That's in one of the goofs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chad, that's when Chad picks up the gun.
Well, Chuck shoots himself in the face.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. I didn't even write that down.
Yeah, so Chuck is like trying to shoot them and then he goes and turns the safety off.
Or whatever,
and
yeah.
And shoots himself in the face.
Somehow shoots himself in the face. Well, then that's when Chad attacks.
Yes.
Chad runs out, gets the gun. I thought it was cute that Tucker and Dale, they're on the floor. The house is getting shut up.
Yeah.
And Dale confesses that he doesn't like fishing.
Yes.
And that's when they take the dog hostage.
Didn't like that.
I didn't either. So Dale is super upset about his dog. And
well, they look out the window and Chad has Jangers by the collar, by the rope or whatever.
Yeah.
And has the gun like pointed at him.
Yeah.
And is like, I'm going to shoot your dog. And Dale's like, not my dog.
I'll be really mad.
I'll be real mad.
Then, well, this is also like the nail gun shootout.
Yeah.
So he's like shooting nails.
Yeah. So Tucker is like, okay, I'm going to go get the dog. Like, I'm going to go get the dog. You cause a distraction. And so they load up like the nail gun or whatever. However you do that. And then yeah. Tucker like goes out the back door and he goes to get Jangers and like undoes the collar and stuff. And then all of a sudden that's when he looks up and he sees Chad.
Yeah. So now he's the prisoner instead of Jangers. Yeah. So then what goes on? Okay. So they catch him. And they
knock him out and
they
hang
knock him out and they cut off his fingers.
Yeah, they knock him out and they hang him upside down to like interrogate him. And Tucker comes to and he's just like, what are you guys doing? And that's when Chad's just like, enough of this. And he goes and he cuts off his bowling fingers. Yeah. With a hatchet or like an axe or something.
A hatchet, ugh. I think. Well, Allie wakes up. Dale's crying about, like, what happened.
Everything.
And all the drama and how he, like, feels terrible. And that's when she says something like, oh, they're not after you. And then you hear somebody yell, like, die, hillbillies.
Yeah.
Well, they throw a little package up on the porch, and it's got a note, we've got your friend, and then it's
and I
got
like it.
Fingers.
Dale makes Allie read the note, because he's just, like, sitting in the corner, like, super upset, and Allie is just like, oh, there's a note. And so she picks up the note and reads it for
fingers
her.
Fall out of it. That was pretty nasty.
It reminds me of Blair Witch with the tongue and the eyeballs.
Yeah. That was gross. I don't remember Blair Witch very good because I can only watch it like halfway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to like watch it and then turn it off or like watch it half through my fingers and like look down because I can't.
Yeah.
Can't do it even though I know you want to do that one closer to Halloween.
Oh, my God. I want to. Okay.
Okay.
Is this when Chad and I want to say Naomi go to the cabin?
No.
Oh.
First they go and find Tucker.
I just watched this yesterday.
And they find Mitch impaled. And then Dale or Tucker's yelling like it's a trap, but Dale still walks up to him. Yeah, so he hits like a tripwire and another like giant spear like goes into the ground but like right between his legs.
And he's laughing and he tells Tucker, he's just like, this is the first time, I'm glad I'm not hung like a horse.
No, it's hung like a bear.
Hung
which
like
is
a
even
bear.
Funnier. I don't know why that's funnier to me.
And yeah. Tucker is laughing.
So, yeah, so then Tucker's laughing, and then he's got cut down, and he said, this vacation sucks.
Poor, I just feel so bad.
I know, they had this, like, nice vacation to work on their little vacation house.
Fucking college kids.
College kids, man.
The worst.
So, this is when Chad and Naomi, they break into the cabin, Allie's there, she tries to explain, Naomi is saying, oh, well, she has Stockholm Syndrome.
Which, I looked up Stockholm Syndrome because I wanted to look into how long it takes.
Probably a long time. Or is it just like 10 minutes?
It's like 3 to 4 days, depending on the person, obviously, because
okay.
depending on who you are, it's going
to
take...
Like how long it would take for you to like defend someone's yeah. actions?
Yep.
Okay.
So she'd only been, well, 2 or 3 days. She probably had Stockholm syndrome.
No, that's, it hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been that
she
long,
gets
like
knocked
a day.
Out at night.
Oh, it's only been a day. And then it's the next night.
That night is when everything goes down.
Okay.
So she spent like an afternoon.
It was pre-Stockholm.
Yes. Well, Chad and Naomi have a sit down. Allie gets them all to sit down and talk.
Yeah, she's just like, we need to communicate.
And then it's Chad. Chad can go first and talk about, like, why he's the way he is. And then he tells the story about how his mom was a survivor. And
Of the massacre.
She watched his dad die.
Mm-hmm.
But she was tortured first. So she was tortured and his dad had to watch. And then they killed
yes.
the dad. And then she somehow got away.
Yeah.
Well, she got away because she was like a fighter. Like she...
Yeah, and she was institutionalized too.
Yes.
And Allie is like making them tea and Chad's just like, no, I don't do
yes.
chamomile. That's
because
comes
he's allergic,
into play.
Allergic to chamomile. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting down
they're kind of
working it out. Well, Chloe and Jason with the two other last
yeah.
of the group, they're outside. And they're looking in the window and they're like, are they drinking tea?
And Chloe says, like, I could really go for a cup of tea right now.
Yeah.
And Jason's just like, no.
Like, no. We're supposed to go in guns blazing. And she's like, we don't even have a gun. Well, Jason busts in the door with a weed whip. Like
oh,
a weed
that's,
whacker.
Yeah.
And this is after Allie kind of had it, like, sorted out. And... he goes, I can't remember who he went after, but then they duck out of the way and he got Naomi in the face.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. And then Jason catches on fire and then Chloe tries to put him out with
Well, because
moonshine.
Chad like grabs a candle or like a lantern because prior to this, like Allie had fixed up the cabin and like had candles
I
lit.
I wondered,
and stuff,
had Allie
and was
been cleaning?
Super nice.
Because
looking.
When they got there, it was all dusty.
Yeah.
So she's like spent the afternoon cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's
so
fair.
Chad is just like, this is bullshit. I don't know. He says something derogatory to hillbillies and like throws the candle down. And that's when Jason gets, like, lit on fire, like, on accident, like, pure accident. And then, Chloe grabs turpentine.
Was it turpentine? I thought it was moonshine.
It might have been moonshine. Yeah, moonshine. Because it was, like,
it was
mason
jar.
Jars.
And, well, yeah, because she goes to grab it to put him out.
And
Tucker's
like,
don't
no.
do that, don't do that. Yeah, and she sets him even more on fire.
Yeah.
So then, of course, in the corner of the cabin is a mountain of gasoline cans.
Yeah. And so Chloe sits down and, like, is smoking a cigarette, like, next to the tanks.
Yeah, and blows up.
Blows up.
Right, I know. So just in, like, the nick of time, Tucker, Dale, and Allie all get out of the cabin.
Yes, as the cabin blows up.
As the cabin
and
blows
like,
up.
And, like, Naomi, Chad's on the floor because Chad got, like, knocked down. And Naomi is, like, crawling towards him. And he's just like, get away from me, you ugly bitch. And is, like, kicking
her.
And
he calls her a nasty bitch.
Oh.
And, like, kicks her away.
Yeah.
Like.
That's your friend.
Well, I guess not.
Who's been weed whipped in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Chad manages to climb out of the fire. His face is pretty burnt up. And then he goes after them. Dale's driving the truck, talking about how they, like, got away.
I love it that Tucker... So it's Tucker, Allie, and Dale. Dale's driving. And Tucker's just like, you got to start it slow. You don't want to flood the engine.
Yeah.
You're going to flood it. Yeah.
And then he says something like, this is the last thing I have left, or something like that. Like, don't
oh my
wreck this,
God.
Too. After they sat there and watched their house burn down. Then they crash the truck, Tucker appears to be hurt pretty badly.
Pretty bad, yeah.
He's outside of the truck, like, leaning against a tree.
Yeah, when Dale comes to.
Allie's missing. Thankfully, Jangers is back because he leads Dale to Allie.
Yeah.
In the meantime, or, like, before that, Tucker gives him, like, an amazing pep talk about, like, them being besties.
I just love it so much.
I do, too. I love it. Well, Jangers leads him to an abandoned mill. And it's so, like, cheesy. Chad has Allie, like, tied to a board and is going to run her through with the a giant saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lumber mill saw.
I know. It's just, like... I don't know. Yeah, cheesy. So Dale decides to go, like, killer hillbilly. Like, yes. If that's what Chad expects.
Yeah.
So he, like, puts on, like, a welding mask, gloves. He has those, like, spikes on his shoes mm-hmm. for, like lumberjacks to climb trees, elbow pads. He just looks, like, tough.
It's an armor montage.
It is. He does a little armor montage. Well...
Go on.
So Dale comes in and Allie sees him and she starts screaming and he's like, it's me. Do I look intimidating or something like that? She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You do. Well, Chad turns on the saw. And
he's such an asshole.
Like, while the saw's going, they're like, Chad and Dale are fighting.
Yeah.
I thought it was super cool. Dale couldn't get the knots undone on the rope. So he has to start fighting Chad. Well, he's fighting Chad, and then he takes a hatchet, and he just, like, chucks it, and it, like, magically cuts the ropes.
It was meant to be.
Well, then he looks like, oh, my God. Like, they're both, like, startled by it. Like that shit. Actually happened.
And then, Chad tells Allison, too, like, you've gone hillbilly on me, Allison. As he's, like, trying to, like, make out with her while she's, like, tied to the thing.
Yeah.
That was before the Dale thing, but I just thought it was gross. Because half of his face is burned off.
Well, he says that to her, too, in the cabin, I think.
Yeah.
He's, like, accusing her of, like...
Of being hillbilly. Yes. How dare she?
How dare she? Well, they get away from him for a minute. They, like, barricade themselves in a room.
Upstairs.
Magically, the first piece of paper that she picks up is a newspaper that says, that has a picture of Chad on the front of it.
Yeah.
Dated 20 years ago. And it was the killer hillbilly.
Yes.
Well, as it turns out, it wasn't her or his mom wasn't already pregnant when all this happened.
Yes.
She got pregnant.
Yeah. By the killer hillbilly.
By the killer hillbilly. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fake dad thing. So then they're like, you're half hillbilly, which...
You're half hillbilly. And he's like, what? And that just, like, enrages him even more.
Yeah. So he gets, like, so mad when they confront him with that. And also, in this little office room, there's a box of loose leaf chamomile tea.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. So he's, like, super pissed. And he's like, nothing is real. Like,
well, and that totally explains, like, his mental state, too.
When he's, like, yelling that nothing is real?
No. Well, like, he's crazy and he turned into exactly what he didn't like because he was half hillbilly.
Yeah.
Half evil hillbilly.
Evil hillbilly. Well, Dale throws the tea in his face. Causes a reaction, which is funny because he knew, like, exactly what the reaction was and everything. And Allie looks at him like, oh, my God.
Like, what?
Then they're like, okay, well, he'll be fine as long as he has his inhaler. Well, he, like, backs up against these doors and falls to his death. Supposedly.
He falls.
Then it goes to Tucker in the hospital. And... Tucker is, like, all on drugs. Oh, my God, yeah. So he's like, they found my fingers. And he holds up his hand, and one finger has, like, a long painted nail.
It's like a long red painted nail.
Yeah. And Dale's like, oh, looking
well, at that's it. Cool. And Tucker's just like, I don't remember that, but whatever.
He brought, and then he brought him a PBR and a straw, a bendy straw.
Mm-hmm. Which is his favorite.
So cute. But then while Tucker's in the hospital, like, he's watching the news, and on the news it says that there's a lone deranged killer whose mm-hmm. body's yet to be found. So he must have gotten away. Well, yes. He did get away.
He did
because
get away.
It opens how
yes.
It opens with the end. I thought it was cute, too, that did you notice that Dale was all, like, spiffed up?
He had his hair brushed and, like, he had a button-up bowling shirt and stuff.
Yeah, he just looked a little more put together. And then Tucker asks him, like, did you ask her out? And Dale says no. And then he said, but they were going bowling together.
Yeah.
He found out that she liked bowling, and then they decided to go bowling together, but he didn't, like, ask her out.
Yes.
And then the bowling scene I thought was really cute, too.
Yeah. So they're bowling, and she, like, it opens up to her getting a strike, and she walks over and sits down, and Dale is, like, having a conversation with, like, one of his hillbilly friends.
And he's giving him the same pep talk kind of that Tucker gave him. Like, you just have to just, you know,
just
act
be yourself.
On it. Just be yourself. You know, you'll get the girl. Well, they're having their conversation. His friend goes over to this group of girls, and it's all kind of happening in the background.
Yeah.
But you see him. Does he, like, punch her in the face?
He, like, accidentally, like, clocks her in the face.
I don't know what exactly happened, but she falls down. And then you see him dragging her away.
And he's just, like, smiling. Like,
he's smiling, like, yep. Good things happen. Like, I don't know what he was.
I don't know.
And then Dale is, like, trying to tell Allie how he feels.
Yes.
And he's kind of, like, stuttering and being adorable. And she just leans in and kisses him.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she says.
She says
something.
She's just like, I feel the same.
Yeah. And then they start kissing.
They start kissing.
The end.
The end. But yeah, the opening scene is the end.
Yes. It's like it's a abandoned building. And the reporter is trying to talk in her camera. What?
Mike just messaged me. He got her a pink helmet.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I didn't write that down, but you can tell that part.
Dale, while they're at the bowling alley, Dale hands Allie, like, a present. And Allie opens it up, and it's a pink helmet with a bunch of flower stickers on it.
Because she's been unconscious twice in the few days that he's known
her.
Which is pretty cute.
It's adorable.
I don't know what I would do with a gift like that, but it would be very sentimental.
It would be. Forever and ever.
Yes. So it ends with the reporter trying to talk her cameraman into going into this abandoned building where they're attacked by Chad and he's burnt up.
Yeah. Which you don't know. Like,
when you see I wouldn't have put it together that it was the same guy. Because you just see him for, like, a flash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought, oh, that's Chad.
As soon as Chad's face was burned, I knew it was that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
My
God. Well, I'm a big fan of Alan Tudyk, so I love anything he does. I just think he's hilarious.
I think he's hilarious too. I really like him.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend it. I'd recommend it to people that just like comedies.
Yes.
Like, it's a little bit gory in spots, but it's not even like Walking Dead gory. It's really like fake gory.
No, I wouldn't consider it like Walking Dead gore, but it's like Shaun of the Dead gory.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit of gore, but nothing like crazy.
Yeah, I would absolutely recommend this. Yeah, I thought it was good. It was a good pick. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I think it's funny that you picked this too, because it's not like scary. It's more funny.
I'm trying not
to branch out.
I'm trying to branch out because I normally pick like Exorcism or like The Possession of Michael King or something like one that I can't go downstairs at night after watching. So,
yeah, I can't do any. I can't do weeks and weeks of those in a row.
Yeah. I think maybe not the next one, but I think Maybe the one after I'll pick like a real scary one. I mean, in my opinion.
Okay. Something that you think is really scary.
Something I think is really scary.
And I just thought of it and I'm going to write it down that I have to mail that stuff.
Yes.
We got a really like sweet share from somebody and they wrote like a lot of nice things about us.
Yeah. They took our picture and I'm not going to like use the person's name or anything, but they took our picture from our Instagram and like gave a huge shout out. So thank you, person. Not going to say your name, but thank you. That was very nice.
And I'm mailing those stickers.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow. Well, it's only been a couple days.
It's only been a couple days, so yeah. They'll be fine.
I just thought of it and I wrote it real big, so I wouldn't forget.
Cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all that we have on this one. We highly suggest this film. It's hilarious. Yeah. That's it.
Going to do your Instagram thing like you do every... Yeah. I'm waiting for you, looking at you like...
If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, please follow us on Instagram, /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review, and a website, /yourmoviereview.com, for all you curious people out there. That's all I got.
All right. Well, everybody have a good night.
Have a great time. Bye.
Bye.